you have two boys and three girls, so you have what?
Five children.
In terms of heads, like, do you refer to them like
not
that?
Really. I would say five children, but you want me to say five heads?
Yes. Oh, you wouldn't really use that in those terms.
No. Mm-hmm.
If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
The only thing I can think of is a mess, but I don't think you want me to say that. He has a... I probably know, but it doesn't come to my mind.
Do you ever use the word passive?
I've heard it used, but I've never used it, really. I've heard it used.
Oh, you never used that?
No, I've never used passive.
Okay.
I've heard people use it, and in that relation.
The outside of an ear of corn, what you call
the
covering. What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob?
You don't know any different kinds of corn, do you?
Well, you have white corn and yellow corn. And I think you have spring corn. And as opposed to maybe later on up in the year. I don't recall any other kind. You're talking about boiled corn.
Yeah, and what do you call that?
Oh, I thought that's what you wanted.
Yeah. Well, have you ever roast ears of corn?
Yeah. I have not, but I've heard people refer to them as roasting ears.
Mutton corn.
Mutton?
Yeah.
No, that's new to me, mutton.
I guess that's weird.
Well, it's just new to me that
the things that grow up at the top of the corn stalk, you know.
The silks.
Yes. Or what else would you call it? And it's sort of like the same thing that someone wear on a graduation cap.
Oh,
a
tassel.
Yes.
Right.
What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Yes. The kind of yellow crook-necked vegetable.
That's a squash.
Any name for it when you let it dry? When you let it dry?
A gown? Maybe a gown is not, a dry gown is not the same as a squash. But I don't know, I don't think I know the name.
The kind of melon with the yellow meat.
I know what that is. Oh, that's a honeydew.
Or another kind. Do you know another kind with yellow meat?
Yes.
And it's maybe yellow on the outside, too.
Yes, I do know. I've had that kind. It's cantaloupe.
Are there any other names
for cantaloupe?
Other kinds of melons with yellow meat?
Well, there was one I was trying to think of just now, but I can't think of it. It's really a watermelon, but there's a name for the ones that have the yellow meat, and I can't think of it.
What springs up in the woods and fields after rain? A little white umbrella shape.
Yeah, mushrooms.
This kind of melon is large and green, and people sometimes pickle the rind.
That's watermelon.
What about the different sizes and shapes, color, and
a watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want me to tell you that they have some very large ones, some small ones, and then they have some.